Listen, let me tell you something. After years of struggling on my own, if you want to know who you are, don't look at your failures. Don't look at your successes. Don't look at your social status. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at your career. The best place to look is the scriptures, specifically for us today, the writings of the Apostle Paul. Paul, the apostle sent by Christ to the Gentiles. In his writings, we find passage after passage where he talks about who I am in Christ and who you are. Jack Nicholson is heading up an anger management class, and one of his new students is played by Adam Sandler, who has just gotten a court order forcing him to attend these classes. And one of the first things that Jack Nicholson's character asks Adam Sandler's character is, "Who are you?" Let's listen into the conversation as Adam Sandler has a really rough time answering the question.
Dave, tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm an executive assistant at a major pet products company.
Dave, I don't want you to tell us what you do. I want you to tell us who you are.
Oh, all right. I'm a pretty good guy. I like playing tennis on occasion.
Also, not your hobbies, Dave. Just simple. Tell us who you are.
Maybe you could give me an example of what a good answer would be. What did you say?
You want Lou to tell you who you are.
No, I just, I'm a nice, easygoing man. I might be a little bit indecisive at times.
Dave, you're describing your personality. I want to know who you are.
I don't know what the hell you want me to say. Ooh. I mean, I'm sorry. I want to answer your question. Just not doing it right, I guess.
I think we're getting a picture, Dave.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think most of us, if we were asked that same question, we would probably answer the same way Dave did. Why do I say that? Because I've seen it and I've heard it over and over again. In our culture, we've been programmed to operate this way. When you meet a new person, if they ask you about yourself, what's the first thing you tell them? It probably has something to do with your work, your career, something along those lines. And some people, when you meet them, they don't even ask you to tell them about yourself. They just flat out ask, so what do you do? And by that, they mean, what do you do for a living? What is your career? What's your job? And then sadly, we've been programmed by our culture to make a judgment call about the person and their value, their worth, based upon their job. And we make judgment calls about ourselves based upon the type of work we do. How twisted is that? Now, let me ask you something. If your identity is based upon your job, what happens if you get laid off or you can no longer physically do that job? Probably lead to a major identity crisis, don't you think? Sometimes I meet people who don't base their identity upon their job. Instead, it's based upon a hobby. They say, well, I'm a biker, or I'm a surfer, or I'm a guitar player, whatever. Same problem. Who are you if at some point you can no longer ride that motorcycle, paddle out to catch a wave, or play that guitar? I've talked to other people who base their identity upon a physical problem, an ailment. I've met other people who base their identity upon their failures, their weaknesses, their struggles, their sin. And let me tell you, they are miserable. A lot of religious people base their identity upon their sin and their failures. I'm a dirty, rotten, filthy sinner. That's who I am. What kind of an existence is that? Let me tell you from personal experience, because I spent a lot of years in that state, it is a horrible existence to wake up every day and you say, you know what, I'm a dirty, rotten, filthy, miserable sinner. What God wants from me is to fix myself and make myself good enough. That's what life is all about, me making myself good enough for God. You talk to that same person 10 years later, and guess what? After you talk to them for a few minutes, you discover they're still in the same place. They're still a dirty, rotten, filthy, miserable sinner, and they think God is upset with them, so they're still trying to shape up to try to merit good standing with God. And the sick part is that poor person has been taught that constantly identifying himself or herself as a dirty, rotten, filthy, sinful being is a super spiritual thing to do. And let me tell you, it's not. Other times when it comes to identity, I talk to people who say, I want to go out and find myself. I want to discover who I am. And so they take off kind of like Crocodile Dundee on a multi-year walkabout, right, to try and figure out who they are. And ultimately, for most of those folks that I've talked to afterwards, the journey ended up being a time of them figuring out what they like to do, what they don't like to do, what they like to eat, what they don't like to eat, the kind of people they want to hang out with and don't want to hang out, things they're good at and not so good at, how they can earn money and how they don't do a very good job of earning money. And after a couple of years of trying to discover who they are, you talk to them and they're just like everyone else. Well, I enjoy eating this. I enjoy doing that. And here's what I'm doing for a living. Listen, let me tell you something. After years of struggling on my own, if you want to know who you are, don't look at your failures. Don't look at your successes. Don't look at your social status. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at your career. The best place to look is the scriptures, specifically for us today, the writings of the Apostle Paul. Paul, the apostle sent by Christ to the Gentiles. In his writings, we find passage after passage where he talks about who I am in Christ and who you are. And over the next few studies, we're going to look at what the Spirit of God inspired Paul to share with us about our identity, about who we are. And let me tell you, it's not defined by your job. It's not defined by your hobbies. It's not defined by your successes or your failures. And it's definitely not defined by your struggles and your sin. Let me give you an idea of how amazing your identity is according to the Apostle Paul. Have you ever noticed how Paul addresses his letters? For homework, look at the first few verses of each of his letters and you're going to see something over and over. You're going to see him saying something like, to the saints who are in, and you can plug in whatever city it is, to the saints who are in, grace and peace to you. Saints. That's the word the Spirit of God directed Paul to use as he wrote to those early believers. And listen, if he were to write a letter to me today or a letter to you, that's the same word he would use to describe us. Now, that may sound strange to you, but a saint is what you are. I am Saint James. I'm not just Brother James. A lot of people call me brother. I call other friends brother. But you know what? I'm a saint. You're a saint. I think it would be cool if we would learn to address one another as saints the way Paul did. You are a saint. A lot of times, believers refer to themselves as a sinner saved by grace. And listen, it is true that you and I were born into death and sin, but because we have been saved by grace, because Christ has paid for our sin, and according to Paul, we have been given the righteousness of God, regardless of anything you've done or not done, remember, it's grace, we are saints. We are not simply clothed with the righteousness of God, which is what is typically taught. Paul teaches us that we have become the righteousness of God. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. This is amazing truth, and we're going to talk a lot more about that in upcoming studies. But real quick, I want to do something with you. I want to share with you some words Paul uses to describe me and you in his letters. I'm going to give you the scripture references to go along with them so you can look them up after our time together today. Right now, though, I want you to grab a pencil and paper so you can jot these things down. Now, grab your paper and at the top of the page, write two words, I am. Go ahead and do it. Don't just listen to me. I want you to write down these words. I am. And here's what's cool. Thanks to my friend Clyde, I've got a whole list of words for you in alphabetical order along with the scripture references that you're going to write down. My pal Clyde is the kind of guy who puts things in alphabetical order, which I think is cool. When I make lists of things, it wouldn't be in alphabetical order. I would have just thrown them out here to you, but Clyde wrote these things down, alphabetized them, and you're going to benefit from it. So write I am at the top of the page, and beneath it, write this, accepted. A-C-C-E-P-T-E-D. I am accepted. Ephesians 1, 6. I am adopted. Galatians 4, 5. Did you write that down? Adopted. Galatians 4:5. I am alive. Galatians 2:20. I'm alive. I am an ambassador. An ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am ascended. Ephesians 2, verse 6. I am beloved. Romans 1, verse 7. I am blameless. Ephesians 1, verse 4. I am blessed. Ephesians 1, 3. The next word, bought. B-O-U-G-H-T. 1 Corinthians 7, 23. Buried. Colossians 2, 20. I am called. Romans 8, verse 30. I am chosen. Ephesians 1, verse 4. I'm trying to go slow here, but I'm getting kind of excited. I am in Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. I am complete. Colossians 2, verse 10. Complete. I have been crucified with Christ. Galatians 2, 20. I'm dead. Romans 6, verse 2, and Romans 6, verse 11. I'm dead. We'll talk about that in a later study. It is a good thing, actually. I am delivered. Colossians 1, 13. I am elect. Colossians 3, 12. I am a fellow citizen. Ephesians 2, 19. I am foreknown. Romans 8, 29. And I love this next one. I am free. Galatians 5, verse 1. I am glorified. Romans 8, verse 30. I am his body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. I am his temple. 1 Corinthians 3, 16. I am his workmanship. Ephesians 2, verse 10. I am holy. Ephesians 1, verse 4. I am in fellowship, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. I am indwelt, Ephesians 4, 6. I am justified, Romans 8, verse 30. We've talked a lot about that word in earlier studies. I am a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I am predestined, Romans 8, verse 30. I am reconciled. 2 Corinthians 5, 18. I am redeemed. Galatians 3, 13. I am rich. 2 Corinthians 8, 9. I am righteous. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. I am risen. Colossians 2, 12. I am sanctified. Romans 1, verse 7. I am saved, Ephesians 2, verse 8. I am sealed, Ephesians 1, 13. I am seated in the heavenlies, Ephesians 2, verse 6. I am a child of God, Romans 8, 14, or a son of God, Romans 8, 14. I am translated, Colossians 1, 13. I am triumphant, 2 Corinthians 2, 14. I am victorious. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. That is some amazing stuff, isn't it? And over the next few studies, you and I are going to learn a lot more about who we are. We're going to discover more about our identity as we dig into the writings of the Apostle Paul. I'm James Flanders, and I'm learning to walk the path of grace. And as always, I am so glad that you are here with me. I truly appreciate your love, your prayers, your encouragement, and your support. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed. And remember who you are. I
Thank you.